When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hi everybody, this is Carlo Chando back from the Brazilian Grand Prix. It's been a bit of a strange trip, I'll be honest. There was a lot of tension in the paddock given the issues happening outside the circuit. We were very fortunate that our friends from Mercedes, Williams, Pirelli, the FIA, nobody was hurt, although some of them had their belongings taken away. So it was generally a bit of a tense atmosphere at the weekend, even before we talk about stuff on track. So let's talk about the stuff on track. I think there are a couple of standout performances. You have to talk about Vettel because ultimately he did what he does best. Once Seb gets into the lead of a Grand Prix, he very rarely makes a mistake or relinquishes it. I think Austin this year comes to mind as one of those rare races. But you think of all those wins he racked up with Red Bull, where he'd get in front, break the DRS, and then just disappear off into the distance. And that's kind of what he did here. He's very, very good. And once he gets in front, putting his foot down and breaking that crucial gap to the DRS. And, Valtteri had, an opportunity, or they tried to create an opportunity, I think, Mercedes around the pit stops, but they were never really close enough. 1.9 seconds, I think, was the gap. And that's why we heard Tony Ross on the radio to Valtteri saying, look, try and close it down. And he just didn't have enough pace to do it, which was a little bit disappointing from their side, I think, because, Lewis displays some amazing pace. But we have to bear in mind that, before we offer any criticism towards Valtteri, we have to bear in mind that Lewis had a new power unit, and that allowed him to run the higher power mode for a lot of the Grand Prix, and that really contributed to his pace. I think you saw, Valtteri having to manage his pace a little bit, a bit like the Ferrari guys. But even so, I think he would have hoped to get a bit closer to Seb and try and make that undercut work. It didn't quite work out. So it was pretty status quo up at the front. I mean, the pace was strong. I think, the guys were pushing really hard. There was very low tire deg, although there was a little bit of blistering. But the actual wear was quite low, which meant that the drivers were able to push quite hard all the way through the Grand Prix. For a lot of the Grand Prix, in fact, at a pretty high pace. So it was quite a physical race, I think, for all the drivers. Lewis made probably the most shocking mistake we've seen from him in qualifying in a very long time. I mean, I don't know how, I'm trying to think when was the last time we saw him make a mistake and crash like that. Or in fact saw any of the leading championship contenders crash out in qualifying on the first lap of the session. So, normally that's a phase where the top three teams can sort of cruise around often on the harder tire and just get through. And so it was really surprising to see him drop it. Obviously, the car was tricky to drive, and the track is bumpy. Interlagos, an old school circuit, which I love. It was great to see, big curbs, grass on the edge of the circuit, bumps, the drivers really having to earn their money. And you can see as Lewis climbed the hill towards Ferradura, the turn 6-7, however you want to call it, the back of the car was just bobbing around a little bit. And when he turned in, it just went away from him and he had no chance to catch it at that speed. So, it was a bit of a shock up and down the paddock to see that. As I say, not something we see very often. But then on Sunday, I thought he was just stellar. I think there was one standout moment for me, or there was one phase of the Grand Prix that was a standout, which is when the two Ferraris and Bottas pitted, Lewis was obviously still out on the soft tyre, and he somehow, on tyres that had done 29 laps, was doing pretty much the same lap times as Valtteri was doing at that time. And, you know, as a driver, you're driving around, you know, in his case, I can imagine he's managed his race all the way through, but still having done 29 laps, to still think I need to have rubber, enough rubber to attack at this phase, because that's going to win me track position compared to other people. You know, that takes a great amount of discipline in the first part of the race in traffic. And then he really unleashed that performance, and that allowed him to jump the Red Bulls and he passed Max on track in the end. But I think that was a very important phase of the Grand Prix when he had free air to win that lap time. But ultimately, you could see once again that when the Mercs got behind the Ferraris, they struggled to follow. And that's why, again, it comes back to my point about people who are critical of Valtteri saying he could have done more to win the race. I think it's difficult because the Merc does seem to struggle behind other cars. And when he was behind the leading Ferrari, just didn't have the pace to stay close enough to get in the DRS. And same with Lewis, when he got behind Kimi, despite having that fresher engine, as I said, he couldn't quite do enough to attack. Kimi did a good job to manage his energy and battery power, use it in critical parts of the track, namely turn 12 up to the start finish line. So, you know, Kimi had to think about it, but he didn't really seem to be under attack. I don't think Lewis ever got close enough to make the move. Who else? Let's talk about the Red Bulls. Really a subpar weekend for the team. They just didn't seem to have the performance. Christian said to me that he believed it was just because they didn't have the straight line speed. A lot of uphill climbs here, out of turn 4, out of turn 12. And he felt that they just didn't have the grunt to power up the hill. And because, you know, obviously watching from the outside, you're a bit confused as to how Max can win the Grand Prix by 20 seconds, but even more, in Mexico last time, and then come here and be nowhere. They put it down to power and straight line speed. So, you know, we'll see. I think Abu Dhabi as well could be quite difficult for them. We got two long straights. Again, that could be quite difficult. And even in between those long straights, you got a couple of shorter straights as well. Start finish one, for example, and the run through turns 2 and 3 should be pretty easy flat this year in the 2017 car. So, yeah, I think this could be pretty tough for them next time. Felipe Massa, I thought, did a really good job. He's always very, very good in Interlagos, and true to form, he was, he was very competitive. Right from the first free practice, I went out to watch trackside in the first free practice session for a change. And it was nice to see, some of the high-speed corners that Felipe looked really committed straight from FP1. And he carried that form through till the Grand Prix to beat Fernando, hold off Perez. You know, there's a really strong performance. And I think he was obviously very happy, and he should be very proud of that last Interlagos performance. So, that's pretty much my summary. It wasn't the most exciting Grand Prix in Brazil, though, was it? You know, I think we had a bunch of activity at the front, at the start. We had a bit of activity towards the end, and in the middle, it sort of settled down. We were just having to watch the Lewis and Ricardo battles come through. So, not the most exciting Brazilian Grand Prix, considering that is normally one of the most dramatic venues on the F1 calendar. 6 championships have been settled there, so a little bit of the fizz has gone out of it. But anyway, on to Abu Dhabi. See you then.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.